بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله. Through the fadl and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've experienced another month of Ramadan. I think one of the lessons we've learned in this month of Ramadan is that we are living in an age where time goes by very, very quickly. Hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ, that one of the signs of Qiyamah is that time will become very constricted. So a year will seem like a month like a week, and a week like a day. And if you look at it, we can just remember Ramadan starting and already we are at the end of Ramadan. So with this time going so quickly, it's very important that we make maximum use of the time. Alhamdulillah, with Ramadan and all its barakat and anwar, we find that there is tawfiq to engage in a'mal. We are fasting, making tilawat of Quran, doing whatever nafil we can. People are spending in the path of Allah. Now these a'mal should continue after Ramadan as well. And in particular, our connection and attachment to the Quran. Very often you find that after Ramadan there is a tapering off, or sometimes even a disconnect with the Quran. People read Quran in Ramadan, but outside of Ramadan they don't read the Quran. So one of the important things is we've had this bond and connection with Allah Ta'ala through the Quran in Ramadan. Let us keep it going after Ramadan. What we should do is, there must be a time daily that we set aside for our tilawat. Whatever time you find is munasib, suitable. We all have, you know, we have occupations, we have things to do. So we got to set aside some time in the day necessary where we find that we are free to spend time on the Quran Sharif. So daily we must do that tilawat recitation. We should try to at least recite one juz of the Quran daily. This should be our goal and objective. So that every month we can complete a khatam of the Quran. So, even if you can't do it all at once, on average a person may take half an hour, 40 minutes to recite one juz of the Quran. Some people a bit more, some people a bit less, depending on the fluency and speed of reading, etc. So even if you can't find that half an hour at one stretch, break it up. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, 10 minutes in the evening. You can make up that one juz, inshallah. 15 minutes, whatever it takes. But make sure you set that goal and you stick to it on a daily basis. Make sure that if you haven't completed your recitation for the day, you finish it up at night before going to sleep. So this is important, that we must have that bond and that ta'aluk with the Quran Sharif. And especially at home, try and read the Quran at home, because this draws a lot of noor into the house. It draws the noor and the malaika as well. Malaika of Rahmah. They come into the house where the Quran is being recited. So a lot of people complain of problems in their homes, domestic problems or all kinds of issues. So this is one way, because if we don't, there's no zikr of Allah Ta'ala being made, there's no tilawat of Quran being made, no amal being done in the home, then this creates an environment for the shayateen to come and do their mischief. But when we make tilawat of the Quran, we are engaging in the dhikr of Allah, etc., then you will find that this draws the malaika of rahmah, this drives away the shayateen from the homes. So let us try and get into this regular practice of reciting the Quran daily at home. Very important. Encourage the family to do so as well. The other important thing is the dhikr of Allah. That is important that we come onto some program of zikr in our lives. You'll find that all the tariqas of tasawwuf, those that deal with purification of the heart and rectification of our batin, our inner beings, our a'mal, etc., the foundation for all of these tariqas is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's the dhikr of Allah that illuminates that heart with that noor, that creates the tawfiq of a'mal. So we must come onto a regular program of zikr. Ideally, one should attach oneself to a spiritual guide, a mentor, a sheikh, peer, whatever, who will then prescribe a program of zikr for you, according to the person's capacity, according to what is diagnosed as the person's spiritual problems, etc. So a program of zikr will be prescribed. But if you don't have a sheikh, then many great ulama have mentioned that there are three askar that every Muslim should do daily. That will be very, very beneficial if you do this consistently. One is istighfar. That every day we must sit down, ponder over our mistakes, our sins, and sit before Allah Ta'ala with a repentant heart and recite istighfar. So there are different formulas of istighfar you can recite. The simplest to read is astaghfirullah. Other formulas you can recite, astaghfirullah, rabbi min kulli dhanbi wa atubu ilayh, rabbi ighfirli wa tub alayya. So different ways of istighfar, all from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the simplest is astaghfirullah. But with every istighfar that we recite, we must have, our heart must be present. It must not just be a verbal zikr. That we must be aware of the sins that we have committed, the shortcomings in our ibadat, etc. And with a repentant heart, sincerely seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. This istighfar will open up many blockages in our life. We find that many problems in our life stem from the sins that we've committed. So sins become a barrier between us and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They become a barrier between us and the fulfillment of our needs sometimes. So the way to remedy this is through istighfar. Once a person came to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh, and he told him, I'm suffering, I've got an illness, and I need shifa. So give me some prescription that will help me get this shifa. So he told him, recite istighfar in abundance. Another person came, he asked Hazrat Hassan, rahmatullah alayh, that I've got financial problems. Give me some wazifa to read so that I may get relief from this problem. He told him, read istighfar in abundance. Another person came, he said, I want to have a child. I don't have any children. Give me some prescription to read that I will get children. So the Hassan told him, read istighfar in abundance. Everyone who came with any problem, he gave him this advice. So istighfar opens up a lot of blockages in our life. It opens up many, many doors. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith tells us, man lazib al istighfar. That person who adheres to istighfar, he is constant in doing istighfar. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. That Allah Ta'ala creates a way out for him from every narrow place, from every difficulty, tight spot he's in. Every difficulty. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. And he will remove all his worries. Today, if you speak to the doctors, you speak to the medical professionals, they'll tell you that the single biggest disease in society is depression. Depression, anxiety, all these mental issues, psychological problems that people are suffering from. So many people are on medication for all of these problems. So the solution is istighfar. Where does the depression come from? It comes through our sins, our disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas when we are obedient to Allah ta'ala, we are engaging in Allah dhikr, we are obedient to Allah, then we find this peace of heart, peace of mind. So istighfar, if it's done properly, if it's done sincerely, then again your worries will be removed also. وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah Ta'ala will grant him his risk from avenues he cannot think of. So another big problem for people is their risk. People are always talking about, you know, the difficult economic circumstances we are in. Things are tough financially, etc. So again, istighfar is the solution. Because when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, the circumstances, people blame it on all kinds of things. You know, the war in the Middle East, the price of oil going up, this problem, that problem, they bring all kinds of, they cite all of these things as the factors behind the economic difficulty that we are going through. But the reality is, all the conditions that we're going through, whether it's economic, whether it's any other conditions as well, these are the direct result of the amal of people. See, this is the, when we recite the Quran, if we read the Quran with understanding, then we will look at life through a different lens. We'll understand things from a different perspective. We won't believe the narrative that they are pushing through the media to us all the time, the lies that they are telling us. The haqiqat and the reality is something totally different. But we will only get this haqiqat and reality when we get connected to the Quran Sharif. And when our hearts and minds become illuminated with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are able to see past all the lies and the falsehood and the batil, and we can understand the true nature of things. So the solution to problems lies in istighfar, turning to Allah, seeking forgiveness for our sins and rectifying our lives. So we mentioned tilawat of the Quran, zikr. So in zikr we said istighfar daily. The next important thing is durood sharif daily. Salat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This again is a source of tremendous barakat and blessings in one's life. And the third thing is the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah every day. So 100 times, if you don't have a prescription from a sheikh, then 100 times these three askar daily we must do. Istighfar, durood, and the kalima tayyiba la ilaha illallah. The other important thing is to keep good company and to avoid bad company. So where you know that certain company is going to influence you in a particular direction, certain people are involved in certain activities, certain sins maybe, and by being in their company now, the temptation is there for us to commit those sins. Or even if we don't, but still it's going to have an effect on us, on our hearts. Whereas if you're in good company, it'll have a positive effect on our hearts. And the best is to keep the company of the mashayikh and the ulama. And as far as possible, attend those gatherings, those majalis, where the talks of deen are taking place. And especially those majalis of islah, where talks are given with regards to rectification of the heart and our amal, etc. And where the halkas of zikr are taking place. So we need to go to these gatherings and participate in these programs. Very, very important. This will nourish the heart. That every time we come out of those gatherings, you'll find that your sins are being forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your heart will be illuminated, because in those gatherings, Allah ta'ala's special rahmah descends. And those gatherings are frequented by the malaika, who also make dua for those that are part of those gatherings. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that إِذَا مَرَضْتُمْ بِرِيَادِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. When you pass by the gardens of Jannah, then graze. Nourish yourself. So Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَيْنَ لَنَا بِرِيَادِ الْجَنَّةِ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where will we find these gardens of Jannah in this world, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, حِلَقُ الذِّكْرِ. Another narration, حِلَقُ الْعِلْمِ. So wherever these gatherings where the ilm, the knowledge of deen is being imparted, whether it's tafsir of the Quran, whether it's the nasihat that the ulama give, the various majalis that are taking place, dars of hadith, and where the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is taking place, then we need to avail ourselves of these opportunities, go to these gatherings, participate, go in with the intention of learning and making amal upon whatever is being spoken. And then inshallah you will find that all of this will have a positive effect in our life. We'll find there will be a total transformation. That everyone wants to change the world around us. We want to change what's happening. You can see the zulm that is taking place. You can see all the negative conditions that are happening. And people want a change. They want a change for the better. They want to change things for, you know, they want to make a difference. But the change starts within yourself. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah Ta'ala does not change the conditions of people until they change what is within themselves. So rather than wanting to change other people, look at changing yourself. Work on yourself, work on your own heart. When you are able to transform yourself, when you can change, you will be able to effect change in others. But when you yourself are in need of Islah and reformation and change, it will be very hard for you to change others. Because hearts are not changed by words, but they are changed by hearts. That when you want to, when you cause a change in the heart of a person, it's only when your heart is illuminated with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's when you will be able to affect a change in someone else's heart. So we have to work on our hearts, very, very important. So this is, I think, is the most important message in this month of Ramadan, that Allah blessed us with Ramadan to work on our hearts through the ibadah, through the fasting, etc., to acquire this condition of taqwa. But now we have to continue working at it. Alhamdulillah, whatever we've attained in Ramadan, we should not lose, but we need to build on that now. So all of these things that we've mentioned, if we bring it into our lives, inshallah, you will find that you will see this positive change in your life and even the lives of those around you as well. And like this, if everyone makes that change, then you'll find society will change. Things will change for the better, inshallah. Allah give us understanding and tawfiq. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu.